Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Public Health Director Danielle Pettit-Majeski about COVID-19 and holiday plans. This is part one of a two-part interview. The holiday season is upon us, and as the COVID-19 pandemic continues, what are things that people should keep in mind when they start thinking about some of those holiday plans they have traditionally?
Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I think this is a year that we need to be rethinking our traditional holiday plans. If you are used to getting a large group of your family together from all over the country for Thanksgiving, or even all over the state, or even just all over, you know, Washington County, it's probably not a good idea. And I know that those are some hard conversations, but I really think we need to make sure that we are thinking about the reality of what's going to happen, what's going on right now with our case counts, and the risk that we run having large gatherings indoors.
And if people decide maybe to scale down what they would normally do, are there any kind of safety tips?
Right, of course. I think that there's always options, you know, depending on your level of risk that you're willing to accept, you know. So there are definitely things you can do, and I think that the people who love to plan, like, hey, this is your time to shine, you know, so figuring out who you're going to invite, you know, paring it down so that maybe it's a smaller group of people that you already see, you know, trying to limit it to maybe under 10 or less, I think it's a good idea. Having anybody who might be even the slightest bit ill, and when I mean slightest bit ill, headache, runny nose, you know, even if you just think it's allergies, there's been so many people who've thought it's just allergies or who have only had a headache. So, you know, monitor the symptoms of your family members before you go to maybe your aunts or your grandmothers for Thanksgiving, just to make sure that you won't necessarily be taking COVID with you along with your pie. So if you're feeling the slightest bit ill, if you are awaiting test results for COVID-19, or you've been exposed to somebody with COVID-19 in the previous 14 days, or anybody in your household has, you need to stay home from the regular event. Also, you know, in recent years, you know, we've had really nice weather for Thanksgiving. So we even had nice weather for Christmas last. You know, you could always hold it outdoors, layer up, maybe have a little fire outside and, you know, eat outside, kind of keeping your household family members separate. So you've got, you know, your brother's family over here and your parents at this table and maybe Uncle Jim and Aunt Susie at this table, you know, so that you can kind of keep those cohorts kind of all together, but separate to reduce some of your risk. Other things you can do is, you know, it's always hot when you're running the oven, you know, to cook all of the dishes for Thanksgiving, you know, opening windows to increase ventilation, to determine the seating plan ahead of time to keep that 6 feet of distance, not using shared serving utensils. So everybody has a fork for the turkey. Everybody has a spoon for the mashed potatoes. And the important thing is to not lick it in between. You scoop your food with your own utensil rather than sharing utensils. That's going to help you reduce risk. Wearing masks while you're together, having plenty of soap, paper towels, hand sanitizer available.
And when it comes to dishing up food, could you have one person mask up and dish out all of the plates?
Yes, absolutely. Kind of think about, you know, like school lunch line type of situation where you've got some people who are serving, you know, they're wearing masks, they're wearing gloves, and you point and say, I want this, this, this. That's an excellent idea. It's a really great way to go if you don't want to. If you don't have maybe the silverware for every person to have their own scooper, that's a really good idea.
And if people aren't comfortable with getting together and socializing, could they still drop off a plate of food for maybe a family member and they can all kind of zoom in and eat the same meal together?
I think that's a really great idea. I know, you know, we're not going home for Thanksgiving. Obviously, we're celebrating together as a small group of people who have spent a lot of time together during the COVID-19, you know, and we've got a neighbor who's not going to be going to her family. So we're going to drop off a Thanksgiving plate to her and leave it on her porch. So that's an excellent idea. One of the best things, one of the safest ways you can celebrate is to stay at home and to Zoom in with your family. I know my mom and I had talked about doing our traditional Wednesday night food preparations together over Zoom so that we can still feel like we're preparing for Thanksgiving together like we would normally, even if we can't spend the day together.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington County Public Health Director Danielle Pettit-Majeski talking about COVID-19 and holiday plans. This is part one of a two-part interview. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.